Some would say that because we are in such an unobtrusive and relatively low-lying spot here, the cathedral was able to hide away from the greedy eyes of Viking invaders. They regularly pillaged churches for their silver and ecclesiastical treasures on raiding expeditions throughout Wales, but not here. At least not at the start of their campaigns. The cathedral is dedicated to its founder, Saint Daniel, who in about 530 AD established a church here on land gifted by the then King of Gwynedd and founding prince of the princes of Gwynedd, Maelgwyn Gwynedd. It would have been a fairly primitive construction then, but legend has it that Daniel protected it with a fence woven through with branches. The name for this kind of construction then was, in fact, Bangor. Daniel eventually founded an early Celtic monastery here, sending his fellow monks out into the community to spread the word of God. The little community grew and became known by its fenced enclosure, Bangor. The monastery was believed to have been consecrated by St. David, the patron saint of Wales, and Daniel became the very first bishop of Bangor. The church here grew, but in spite of all of the monks' endeavours, the monastery was indeed raided by Vikings in 643 and again in 1073. They burnt it to the ground. But between 1120 and 1139, the cathedral was rebuilt, this time in stone, with the support of Gwynedd's then king, who saw off the Vikings, Gruffydd ap Cynan. King John of England was next responsible for wrecking the cathedral, and this was followed by other assaults, 1282 and 1284, by Edward I, only a few years before he finally conquered Wales completely. Then there was peace, and an extensive period of reconstruction. The great nave was rebuilt sometime in the 1300s, and it is mostly this structure which we can see here now. It was much later extensively restored and improved by Sir George Gilbert Scott, a celebrated Victorian architect. This he began in 1868. He had plans then for a massive tower with spire, but this was abandoned early on when cracks appeared in the existing structure. But Sir George did oversee significant work improving the transepts, choir, and chapter house, which he described as
a departure from the conservative treatment I usually advocate.
If you've been following the Princes of Gwynedd audio trails, then the cathedral is where you will find several of their dynasty buried. See if you can find Owain Gwynedd, interred behind the high altar. The medieval library here has historical documents of the time of the princes, including the priceless Anian Pontifical, and now is the perfect opportunity to discover more about them. Next we'll continue our cycle ride, heading along the Lôn Adda to an altogether 20th century place of Welsh culture and history, Bangor University.